All right. Ronnie, you said this is one of the great racing stories. You've been around racetracks. We've all been around racetracks for a long, long time. And the country championships have been a fantastic inclusion to our calendar. But there was one terrific story that unfolded out at Dubbo yesterday with the winner of the country championship. And James Hatch is the trainer. And he is literally from the back of Bourke, 200 Ks out the back of Bourke. James joins us on the line. G'day, James.
G'day, bud. How are you?
Ah, terrific. Not as good as you.
I'm feeling a bit worse for this morning. I'm good.
Congratulations, mate. Can you give us a... Where exactly are you? Where the hell are you?
We're 200 K northwest of Bourke. We sort of get off the bitch and about 15 K out of Bourke, and then she's corrugated road from there on.
Oh, gee. Mate, I've got to ask you a question. What happened to both times I went to Charleville and got beat?
Charleville, yeah.
I don't know. It wasn't good enough on the day.
How'd you come about him, James? Did you buy him at a yearling sale or as a tried horse?
I bought him at the Dubbo yearling sale, the Peter Milling sale there every February.
Where do you work him? You know, like you don't go to, Bourke 200 kilometres to work him every morning, do you?
No, mate, we do it all at home. He's one of those horses we can throw the saddle on, get the cows in and... He gets a bit of everything and breaks it up a bit.
Have you got a track work jockey out there at where you are?
No, mate, she's a little red car there from Name of Diet to Charade. Gets a lead now and again.
and he's done the majority of his racing in picnic races.
That's now, right, mate, yeah. I think he won his first start at the Bourke Picnics, that big meeting they had there at the back of Bourke Picnics there. They hadn't raced there for, 15 years or so, and they had the first one there when we took him there for his first start.
Mate, obviously it was a fantastic thrill for you yesterday, James. Can you tell us, how close is your nearest neighbour out there?
Oh, mate, 15, 20 K.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Okay, so I bet you got a few new mates now.
Oh, mate, I'm hearing from people I didn't even know I had, mate.
I was looking on social media there. You got offers for... a box at Randwick, you can have a box at Rose Hill. I think Blake Ryan said you can have a box at Gerald's place, and Lee Curtis said you can have a box at his place. You own it yourself. They're not going to poach the horse, so you get him down here early, or do you just bring him down the week of the race?
Oh, mate, yeah, I'll just get him back home today and probably see. Yeah, we'll work it out after a couple of weeks, see how we're going, and sort of look for a bit of a lead up run if we can get one close enough.
Right, and this was obviously the ultimate plan, James, to try and qualify for the country championship?
Yeah, no, that's right. When we went to Louth last year, that big picnic meeting they have out there, and then we sort of had a couple of more runs, and then the Canamble was our closest tab meeting, so we went there just to see how we measured up against the better horses. Obviously we won there, so that was the plan for me.
First up 1,400 metres, it's a pretty good effort, isn't it? You must have had him pretty ready.
Yeah, mate, I sort of doubted it a bit, like you haven't been over that ground before, but on that run yesterday, he's still not fully fit. Jake said he didn't get to the bottom of him yesterday, so who knows?
Okay, do you stick with Jake, or do you go with a big-name jockey for the big country championship?
Oh, mate, no, I've said Jake's rode him twice now for two wins, so it'd be a bit hard to go off him, wouldn't it?
No, you're a very loyal man, James, which is...
Yeah, no. I wouldn't do that to him. He sort of looked after me two rides and sort of, both two wins, so that's good.
Oh, fantastic. And what cost you less than $10,000, James?
Yeah, $7,500 I paid for him.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And how many horses have you had?
Oh, mate, I've had a few over the years, but we only sort of two at a time there on the place. Sort of
okay.
Just muck around a bit. Like most people go to the pub Friday and Saturday night and we go to the races Saturday.
It's a good story. It's a good story. I've just got you pictured with your arm out the window of the Daihatsu coming around the yard.
I tell you what, it worked for George Hanlon.
Yeah.
No, that's right. A couple of dogs in the back, and they sort of keep him on his toes if he starts hanging back.
I'm sure they do.
James, I don't know whether Navesh Ramdani will appreciate that if you do get a
Hey, James, do you bring the Daihatsu? Will it make it to Sydney? How long does it take you to get there from the back of Bourke?
Oh, mate, well, it took us 2 days to get to Dubbo.
Jeez, okay.
Yeah, we broke it up a bit the first. It'll take you 8 hours if you kept driving.
Good story. Look, we just wanted to say congratulations. Well done. We love the old rags to riches story. So, James, congratulations. And I take it that the horse has pulled up well.
yeah, mate, I left him out at Frank Hayes' place, and I got a broad from Frank this morning. Said, yeah, he's all his toes are pointing in the right direction this morning.
Good stuff, mate. James, thanks so much for your time. I'm sure our listeners enjoyed hearing from you. And onwards and upwards, mate, to the country championships at Royal Randwick. You've been to Randwick, obviously.
Yeah, mate, only as a spectator.
Yeah, oh, fantastic. Yeah. It's going to be your first runner on a big, big day. We look forward to it.
If you need somewhere to stay, Ronnie's got a spare room at his place. He's not far from Randwick. He'll take you to China.
No problem.
Probably other few things like that and show you the sights in Sydney.
I could... Very good. Sounds good.
Good on you, James. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, bud.